Well, kingdom greetings. Good morning. Welcome to God's house. I know sometimes I know you guys like to talk with each other, and I like that. That's a good sign. But now, guess what we're gonna do? Not somebody you know. I want you to find somebody maybe you don't know. Now, if you're visiting and you're not comfortable with this, you can stick with whoever invited you, okay? What we're going to do, we're going to pray for each other. We're just going to pray a blessing, okay? It says where two or three, the Word of God says where two or three together come together, Jesus is here, right? He's here in our midst. But also, I've been talking about prayer. There's one chapter in the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. We'll go more in details later. It talks about prophecy. You know, prophecy is encouragement. You know, like what you guys were doing. You were encouraging each other. You know, you were greeting each other. I mean, if I didn't say, let's bring it back, you guys would still be talking, which is awesome. You know, which is awesome. But let's do that. I want each of you to find somebody. Just find some. It could be just find somebody right now. But not your wife. I know. Not your wife, not your husband. Find somebody, and you're just going to pray a blessing. This is what you're going to do. If you don't know their name, say, what's your name? My name is Ricardo. You know, and you just, this is something very simple. Jesus, I pray a blessing over so-and-so. I pray favor over so-and-so. Okay? Let's do it. Something very fast. Find somebody that you don't know. That's what I'm saying. Somebody you don't know. Okay? Let's do it. Elijah, him too. Go find somebody you don't know. Yeah. Find somebody you don't know. Yeah. Ryan, go to Elijah's friend. Just pray a blessing. Father, we thank you this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father, we lay hands. We pray that our hands would become each other's hands, Father. Lord, we pray as the body, we pray over each other. We pray a blessing. We pray, when we say we pray a blessing, it's not just a blessing. We pray your blessing. We pray favor. We pray grace. Lord, whatever this person is carrying this morning, Father, we ask that your favor would cover them. Lord, we thank you that your grace covers this person, cover this church this morning, cover this body, cover your sons, cover your daughter. Father, we stand, we apply the blood of Jesus over our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We honor you. We honor you in this person's life. We honor you in each other's life. Lord, I pray for people watching online. Lord, I pray that you would meet them where they are at. Meet them, Father. Meet them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let your will be done in their lives. Let your will be done in their lives, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And God's people said, amen. Amen. How amazing was that? How amazing. That was great. Can you add me in this monitor here? It'll be feedback.
Because is this thing too low or something like that? Because I feel like I'm talking loud. It's good stuff.
As much as it is impossible to be alive without breathing, it is impossible to be a Christian without prayer. If you're not praying, guess what? Prayer is the oxygen for your spiritual life. So if you're not praying, you're dying. If you're not in fellowship, in a home group, or maybe have like a core group of Christian where you can learn from each other, you know, challenge each other. If you're not doing that, you might be in trouble, and you will be in trouble, okay? So, thank you, Lord. So for the next, today I want to teach about the fundamentals of prayer. the fundamentals of prayer. I've been talking about prayer, man, I tell you, it's good. Guys, you must pray. Our church must pray. You know, when I call for prayer, make it a priority to come. So for the next, I don't know, maybe 30 to 40 minutes, do me this favor. Put your phone on, do not disturb. Everybody else can wait. Everything else can wait. It can wait, believe me. If I see you on your phone, I wanna know that you're on your Bible. Because you can use your phone for your Bible. But let's do this. Okay, let's just give the Lord undivided attention for the next hour or so. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word, the Bible. Holy Spirit, I count on you. You're the greatest teacher. When you come, you convict. When you speak, you lead. When you speak, you guide. So, Lord, I pray that you would guide our hearts this morning in your word. Thank you, Father. Amen. So I was talking about prayer. I've been talking about prayer. And once again, I'll never stop telling you this. You must read your Bible. You know, it's good to have your Bible in your phone, in your iPad. I am not going to be a broken record. I'm going to keep telling you. You know, but I encourage you, invest in a physical Bible. Have an intimacy with the Word of God. You know, and some of you, just write it down. Have a notebook. Have a journal. But it doesn't have to be a journal. Call it God's notebook. The other day I went and picked up a notebook from 2020. And I'm reading it. And it's amazing some of the words the Lord was encouraging me in 2020 that didn't make no sense. And now they're making sense. So when you spend time with the Word, you write. Sometimes you know what I do? I read a verse and I write it. I write it in my notebook. And then I wait. So why should you pray? I actually talked about this, but I'm not going to, before, that I preach a sermon on why should you pray? What, I mean, depending on what result you need, you'll never get to it unless you pray. You must pray. Somebody could ask me, but what is prayer? You know, it's a simple term. Praying is communicating with God. But communicating, I've told you in the past, if you would have a friend, every time you get together, they talk your ears off. Would you go back? No, because they're always talking. You know those people, they always talk. And when you try to say something, they cut you off. That's bad. That's a bad way to communicate. Good communication is be quiet and listen. And there's no other way to be a better communicator. I've learned this. I'm still learning it. Listen, I am still learning it. There was a time in my life, you know, from a pastoral perspective, a counselor, somebody would come to me. They're talking or they're sharing. I already have the answer until the Lord start teaching me, you know what, just, you know what, shut up and listen. Just listen. Because sometimes people don't want to hear what you got to say. They just want to. Two ears or someone, a heart, they can share and be vulnerable to. The same way when you pray. You got to make room for Father. Listen to what it says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. It says, praying always with all prayer. All prayer. If you have that in your Bible, you can underline that. All prayer. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Now, you may need to underline that. That word in spirit. Because I know we are a spirit-filled church. Now, we're not crazy. The Holy Spirit makes nobody crazy. Okay? But I know sometimes people could be like, well, Pentecost, you know, sometimes you go in a Pentecost church, Pentecostal church, and everybody's jumping. This is, which is awesome. But if you go to a church where everybody's sitting quiet and sitting still, that doesn't mean the Spirit's not there either. See, in our mind, we think, if we're not jumping, praise break, praise break. You know, praise break, you know, praise break. And then you have the person on the organ there, woo. You know, this is all good. It's all good. But if you go to a church or to a community where we don't do praise break, I wish we could have a praise break here, seriously. But if we don't do praise break, that doesn't mean the Spirit's not here. Because the problem with us, with our mind, we say, oh, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit-filled church should act like this. I'll tell you one thing that would characterize, that characterize a Spirit-filled church is the joy of the Lord. We don't have a bunch of grumpy Christians. You know those Christians? Grumpy. Their face says, you know, grumpy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, and love is our atmosphere. We get to accept people where they at. You accept the person where they are at and give room to the Holy Spirit to bring the change in their lives. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in spirit. That's why I will put a lot of emphasis and teach on praying in the spirit. If you haven't received your prayer language, you will. And maybe you don't want it. But I tell you, it's a gift God gives, the Holy Spirit gives. I don't know how to do warfare in English. I can only pray so long in English. We'll get more in details on that point later. It says being watchful. I want you to look at that word. Being watchful. Watchful. To this end, with all perseverance, another good word, perseverance. Perseverance. Being watchful, persevere. In supplication for all the saints. Verse 19, for me, that utterance may be given to me. Thank you guys for praying for me. I thank you for praying for me. I know you pray for me and I pray for you. But this is the word of Paul, but I'm gonna use it for me. I say thank you for praying for me. I need it. But I do pray for you as well. But pray that God would give me utterance. Pray that God would give me boldness. The Holy Spirit would give me boldness. That I would not be afraid of men. I would respect men, but I would not be afraid of men. Pray for me when you pray. Pray that. Pray that I may open my mouth boldly to make known what? The mystery of mysteries, mystery of the gospel. That's good. That's a good verse. You see, prayer keep you sensitive. When you pray, it keeps you quick to detect when God's speaking. I told you this already. You guys know my voice. You don't need to see me to know it's me talking. Why? It's been almost 5 years. I'm talking to you almost every week, a couple times a week. Sometimes even in my emails, kingdom greetings. You guys hear my voice, right? And you find my misspellings. You know? I'm working on that, okay? My wife is really working with me. But I'm getting better because most of those recent emails, I've done them without Jerry or Kendra or Kathy. I remember there was a time Jerry was my man. I said, Jerry, please read this. Because I would read the whole thing. I see no mistake. Jerry would come back with 17 mistakes. God is good. There's so much grace here. But you know my voice, right? Because I am your shepherd. I'm your pastor. I am a spiritual authority. I'm your brother that God placed in your life to guide you spiritually. We're on the same road together. I know some of you's voice too, because you talk to me all the time. It's the same thing, prayer. When you live a prayer life, it develops your listening ear. You are able to defer or make the difference between the voice of the enemy and your own voice and the voice of God. I tell you, if there's one reason I am challenging you and encouraging you to pray the word of the Lord, is so you know when God speaks. You will know His voice. And that's what I want for you. I know God's voice. I know Satan's voice. I also know my soul's voice. Yeah, I have a voice. My soul have a voice. Mm-hmm. My soul wants me to do things that opposite to the spirit, that are opposite to the spirit. I know when Ricardo is speaking. Oh, believe me. I do. I don't know about you, but yeah, I've got this relationship with my voice, with my soul. I know when he's talking. You see, a prayer life fuel your intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Your prayer life fuel your intimacy with the Holy Spirit. You need to constantly be aware in your car. Talk to God, but also allow him to talk to you. But you know the best way God talks to us? The first way. I know different cultures. I know one of the things that people used to do in Haiti, they're always looking for a dream. When you study the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, dream is one of the last places God talks. The first place God will talk to you is through His Word, through the Word of God. If you want to know what God is saying, read this. I always want to, we all want to listen to this podcast. We all want to listen to this sermon. This preaching was good. What about getting to know this? You know, this week what I did, I've been reading 1 Corinthians. I read 1 Corinthians probably almost every day this week. You're like, well, where'd you find time? Guess what? I put it in my ear. I have a Bible app. Friday, I was on husband duty, pressure washing, cleaning. My wife's got this big list I'm doing. I'm like, okay, 7 o'clock, the kid's helping. You know, this person's got can give 1 hour. This person can give 2 hours. And then before you know it, 11 o'clock, I end up being by myself doing everything else. Man, I'm like, I don't have time to be in the Word. Guess what? I put the Bible in my ears. And then sometimes there's a verse that I would hear. I stop. I go back. I read it. And I repeat the chapter. I put it here. Because the Word of God is the voice of God. You want to know God's voice? Read the Word. You will experience peace that surpasses all understanding in the midst of the storm. Oh, you need to communicate with God. That's why prayer is important. Prayer is communicating with God. You know, sometimes back in the days when I was growing up, I thought, Talking to God was, it used to be in the old covenant. It used to be this big deal because God would only talk to the king through a priest. But mostly, bless you, mostly through a priest. Not everybody had the privilege to hear God's voice. Now under the new covenant, Jesus made it possible so all of us could have access to Father. So therefore, I can know God's voice. You can know God's voice. I don't need to go to God for you. I should have an amen right there. Because that's the good news. Yes, I am before God for you. But you and I, we have the same access. You know, there's no priest, no preacher, no pastor that's closer to God, that can be closer to God than you. The depth, I said last week, don't compare your relationship with God to somebody else. Because my relationship with God depends on how deep I want to go. Your relationship with God depends on how deep you want to go. You see, I'm on fire for Jesus. I'm in revival. Guess what? Because I'm drinking from the source. I'm drinking from the well. I'm not just a pastor. I told you this already. If I'm reading the Bible just to preach, I'm in trouble. I become a hypocrite. But if I listen to the word of God, read it, listen, you hear the term? Listen and obey, I will find success. You see, when there are so many voices speaking to us in the world, man, I tell you guys, if God's calling you, try to fast something, some of them voices. You know, TV, news, radio, music, whatever. You know how much I love music? I love music. A couple days ago, the Lord told me, he's like, I want you to spend time with me with no music. Well, I'm thinking, well, that's not a distraction to me, Lord. That's kind of my way to love you, Jesus. He's like, nope, no music. I think one time Kathy thought I was gone. Because when I'm here, I'm always loud. If I'm here, you find music. Sometimes I come here, I turn the whole system on. I'm playing worship music. Jesus is here, the angel's here. But the Lord's like, I want you to be. I said, okay, Lord. And I grabbed the Bible. I'm reading. Read a verse. I pause. But I want to sing, Jesus. Lord, I can hear this song, Lord. It's like, man, you give me this voice. I can, Lord, me and you, we got this thing going. He's like, no. No singing. No music. You see, when you serve, when you live in your life with Jesus by the Spirit, that's when you experience true freedom. Because it's not a law. It's not, I must do this and do that. Can you imagine if I'm not open to the Holy Spirit every time I want to sing to God? And the Lord's like, man, Ricardo, I really want to spend time with you, but don't bring your guitar. I had no idea. Sometimes maybe the Lord just wants me to. No, he just want me to sit. He just want me to sit. And my mind is going, oh yeah, Jesus, we love you, Jesus. I was like, shut up, don't sing. He wants to say something to me. I hope I'm making sense. I'm telling you my story. So therefore, through prayer, you come to identify the voice of God, but you also know when the enemy is talking. Because the more you spend time in prayer, you know when God speaks, it brings you to a stillness. That's what I experienced this week or last week. It brings you to this. And then you're like, in the stillness, in the quiet, there's a peace. There's this anointing that falls in the room. It's like, yeah, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's another level. You see, when the enemy speaks, he pushes you. When Satan's speaking, it pushes me. It wants me to be busy, right? Jesus, let's play. Jesus, you know, whoa, Lord. And Lord's like, no, come on. This is not what, there's no pushing here. Right now, I want you to be still. When God speaks, his voice leads. But when the enemy speaks, he rushes us. See, when the enemy speaks, it frightens us. It makes us afraid. On the other hand, when God speaks to us, his voice reassures. You know. That's why I want to hear from him. You know, when you hear bad news, When your son, your daughters, your family, your best friend, job at work, everything that's going crazy, you know, when you hear this bad news or whatever it is, in the midst of it, you want to hear what God is saying. You want to hear what he is saying. Don't get me wrong. I'm one of them. I don't have a degree in it, but with my experience, I'm a counselor. I know people spent a lot of money in counseling, which is good. There are great counselors out there. But if only we would give a chance to the Holy Spirit and obey. See, I'm just whispering this to you. And I'm speaking it to your spirit right now. If only we would embrace, we say, be thou my vision, be thou my wisdom. Oh, ruler of all, be the wisdom I need. In this world where everybody's acting so foolish, you're like, man, what happened to common sense? You know, I mean, it's like, I'm not that old, but man, I felt like there was a lot more common sense when I was a little younger. But whatever happened to good judgment? So therefore, I embrace the spirit of wisdom, the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit leads. He's the spirit of wisdom. He leads us in all the truth. See, when he speaks, he encourages us. On the other hand, the voice of the enemy discourages. See, that's why when you live a life of prayer, you'll be able to identify the voice of the enemy, because Satan will always discourage you. His voice will always bring you down. You know those people in your life? They always see the negative instead of the positive. That's why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, encourage each other. Encourage each other with hymns, with songs, with psalms. Encourage each other. The voice of the enemy always bringing discouragement. But when you know the voice of God, I know maybe you have this friend, you know, this friend, when I'm going through whatever, he'll always tell me the truth. The Holy Spirit can be that friend too. God's voice comfort, but the voice of the enemy worries. Why should you pray? Those are the reasons you should pray. Because the more you pray, the more sensitive, it says, you will be sensitive, quick to detect the voice of God. You will be able to hear. I don't know if this ever happened to you, but if it happened to you, keep obeying. Because the more you're obeying the voice of God in your conscience, the better your conscience would be to guide you. The more you disobey your conscience. Your conscience is a spirit that's been born again, has a renewed conscience. So therefore, your conscience can tell you when you do something wrong and something bad. That's why some people in the world, because they're not born again, their conscience is not renewed. They don't really, people in the world, sometimes they don't know the difference between good and bad. No, they don't know, because they don't have a regenerated conscience, a born-again conscience. The voice of God comfort, but the voice of the enemy worries. God's voice calm you, but Satan's voice fills your mind with troubling thoughts, anxiety. That's a big one. One of the reasons I think the church should go back to prayer, because prayer removes anxiety. There are two things I'll just mention, and we'll get more later on this week, on the next week, or in the coming weeks. Two killers of a prayer life. Two killers of your prayer life. Unforgiveness. I'll get to that later. Of course, in the family of unforgiveness, you find bitterness. And then worries. Do you know, I've talked to some of my friends who works at the hospital. A lot of people are getting called, or they're getting heart attack to go to the hospital because of anxiety. On the other hand, Jesus said, cast your care You know what faith is? Faith is relying, trust. See, when the enemy talks, he brings your worries high, makes you afraid. You start thinking about tomorrow, the future, and then you start going on YouTube. You're watching those conspiracy theories. You're like, man, the world's coming to an end. Ah! You can't sleep. And then you wish you could go back to the 1920s. But then I also read history. I mean, the 1920s, life wasn't easy either. You know, you got World War I, World War II, all those things, that crazy things that happened in the world. Our world seems very small because back in the days, you needed a full room to carry what we carry in our pockets. See, our world is very small because in a split second, you know what's happening to the end of the world because someone has a smartphone. And right there on social media, somebody posted it. It's connected. So therefore, it's like the world's become shorter and shorter. I mean, smaller and smaller, but it's big, you know? It's just the connectivity wasn't as accessible as it is now. So God commanded us to pray. And this is my heart for our church. We must be a praying church. But it starts with you. It starts with me. When I'm living a praying life, guess what's going to happen? I get closer to Jesus. Because I'm walking a close walk with Jesus, when I meet you, you get to experience Jesus, right? And vice versa. When I meet you, I get to experience Jesus. When you meet me, you get to experience Jesus because we're walking. Have you ever heard this? We're walking close to Jesus. The Jesus in me bear witness. The Jesus in you. You know, even if you ever, I don't know if you ever ask yourself that. Why sometimes a friend or a family member, your spirit irritates them. They're not following the Lord. You love Jesus. You don't preach at them. But your spirit irritates them. Why? It's because their spirit doesn't bear witness with your spirit. And you know you can't hate them. You got to love them. But because they carry the spirit of the world, they want to become your enemy. They think you are their enemy. So they don't like you. On the other hand, you meet a brother or sister somewhere else, but they're closely following Jesus. Right away, your spirit bear witness. They are sons of God, daughters of God. God has commanded us to pray. There's tons of verses in the Bible. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. It says, pray without ceasing. I just read you Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 4. You can go to the 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 says, but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious. And once again, here comes this word. What? Watchful in prayer. Has any of you ever do like a prayer walk? You know how it is? I encourage you, if you did, keep doing it. I know when I do this stuff, I drive the camera person a little crazy back there. But you know what? God bless you. But I can't help it. You know, your prayer walk. You know, you go in for a walk. You go in for a walk for physical purposes. You know, you're like, Jesus, I just thank you, Father. Lord, you're so good. Man, look at these trees. You know? Father, I pray for my neighbors. I don't know. I don't know what they're going through. Have you ever done this? Try it. And you realize you walk 3-4 miles and you were talking to Jesus. And while you were talking, the Holy Spirit might tell you, okay, now just be quiet. And then you're just walking. You know, you're walking. Being intentional about hearing the voice of God. Wow. Stretch, whatever you do, let us become more aware That's what I'm talking about. God wants you to pray. People can resist our argument. People can resist my preaching. But they can't resist my prayer. You know, somebody could be like, you know, Pastor, you do this, you did this, you said that. But you know what? When I get in my closet, when I'm walking with the Lord, I'm like, Lord Jesus, I don't get so and so, but Lord, I pray that you would allow them to encounter you, Lord, just like you're doing with me, Father. Burn my heart, burn my heart. Every day I pray this, Lord, burn my heart. Burn this church, Lord. Burn their heart, Lord. Burn their heart, Father. I pray, you know what the Lord told me yesterday, this morning? Because I'm thinking, I said, you know, my ladies were not here. And I said, Ryan, you're just going to have to help me sing, which is no big deal. But you know what the Lord told me? He says, why don't you really start praying? And once again, it's like sometimes the Lord would tell me something. I said, Lord, I thought I was. You know, but he's like, why don't you really start believing and praying supplication for a worship leader? Don't get me wrong. I love doing worship. I'm not doing it for you. I do it for Jesus. It's a privilege I have to lead worship. But you know, it's like my family's out of town. 3/4 of my worship team is gone. Which I have no problem. Get on the guitar and worship Jesus with you. So I pray. I said, Lord, yeah. I said, Lord, I just thank you for good singers. And I pray. I said, Lord, thank you for worshipers. Not singers. I don't want singers. I want worshipers. I want people who are on fire for you, Lord. You know, it's like, I felt like it was more like a rebuke and a correction for my heart. Because you pray on everything. What are you dealing with? Why don't you pray? And then when I pray, it's like, do you expect it? I said, of course. You see that? You see the conversation? You see, when you pray, it's whatever you're dealing with. Do you know you can pray for your car to get fixed? Oh man, yeah, he's got a loose screw, yeah. People who are completely walking in faith would be, people who are not in faith or not in spirit would call people in faith crazy. Because faith doesn't make sense to the natural man. Faith doesn't make sense to the simple man. But when you're walking in the spirit, you start believing things. Oh man, I'm trying to teach you. I'm trying to keep it within this. But guys, maybe later I'll give you stories and testimonies when you start believing. You see, the way I'm doing this, I'm collaborating with the Holy Spirit. So yes, I believe. And watch it happen. You know how many times I pray for good musicians? I thank God for Aaron, for his faithfulness, for the other guys who've been playing here. The way God has blessed even my kids to play music. You know, they've only been playing music really since we moved here. The Lord bless it. And watch it. The Lord's going to bring worshipers here. Musicians. People that are on fire. Who wants it. So God wants you. Pray so God can meet your need. And the need of others. So let's say you don't have money to take your car into the garage and your car broke. Would you be crazy radical enough in faith to get on your knees and pray for that car? I would. I have. And I've seen it happen. Can you believe God for the things you need? We are so blessed, guys. We're blessed, right? We don't take what we have for granted. Our jobs, enough money. Even if it's not enough sometimes, but we still have enough. We are blessed. But I'm not keeping my eyes on those things I'm keeping my eyes on? Jesus. I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus. Through prayer, God can work on earth. So that's why you need to pray. So really today, I pretty much just talk about the first point where it says, why should you pray? And later on, we'll continue on the different type of prayers. Because I believe there are sometimes when we pray and we don't know what kind of, do you know there are kinds of prayers? For example, you don't want to pray a prayer of intercession in the place of prayer of agreement. You know, like, let's say if I'm going to pray in a group for something, I want to make sure everybody is believing the same thing. So let's say, for example, I'm praying for a miracle. And one person, you know, you're praying for somebody who's sick to be healed. And they pray, oh, Lord, if it's your will. Do you know sometimes there are certain prayer you can't pray if it's your will? Did you know there are certain things God already gave us? The only reason we don't see it manifest in our life is because we don't believe it. Because we don't stand on it. But when I know and I believe it, that's why when I pray, there are certain things I never say, if it's your will, Lord. If it's your will, no. Because when I know God's word, I already know his will. So I can pray his will. I can pray, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. I can pray that people, I can pray for the lost. I can't, you know, Lord, if it's your will, Father, I pray that you'd bring your son to repentance. No, it is God's will for everybody to come to know him. It is his will for everyone to be healed. There was one time, I'll finish with this. There was this guy who was sick. And then they called me to go pray for him. Me and somebody else. We prayed, felt good. Guys, we left, the guy died. I know. We prayed, we left, the guy died. Did we kill him? We didn't kill him. You see, now, if you don't know the word of the Lord, how would you deal with this? How would you deal with, you pray for someone, I don't know if there was a promise on his life that he would live, I don't know that. And I know there's a lot of people, they deal with this. There's another guy who died in our church, in our community. Five pastors passed by my church, they're like, man, we're gonna go and pray for this guy. He's dead. He's dead. The Bible says to pray for the dead. Yeah. I have seen people pray for the dead and they was again. I've prayed for a dead person, they didn't rise. Okay? That's Jesus' deal. So I said, sure. But the first thing I said, does all of us believe that this guy can raise from the dead? Will raise from the dead? The Bible says they will. But what does that mean? I don't want to confuse you. I'll stop there. We prayed for we kind of walk around. I saw the dead body right there. But there was a time, about 30 minutes into it, I seek God's will for the moment. I seek God's will for the scenario. I said, Lord, this is what your word says. So what do? I come before God with his word. I said, Lord, I believe your word. You know, I believe it. I know you will do it. Should we pray for this guy? Will he live? Clearly in my spirit, no, he's gone. I called one of the guys. I said, we don't need to pray for him. Really? I said, yeah. He said, let's just keep that between us. So I just walk around while everybody's praying. 3 hours later, they realize he's not going to wake up from the dead. And then they call his wife, whatever. But I also know, I've seen the dead raised, people raised from the dead. So I'm boosting your faith in prayer. Are you willing to believe the impossible in your life? Why should you pray? This morning I give you many reasons why you should pray. Right? Let's pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your word this morning. Lord, you know our hearts. You know our desires to seek you. And Father, I pray for a boost, an increase. An increase, Lord. An increase. And I ask that you'd pray the same prayer. An increase for my life. Just pray that. Lord, I pray for an increase in my personal life. I believe every good, every message from the Lord deserve a respond. And this morning I pray that an impact, impartation would happen in your spirit. Maybe your prayer life is dead. Maybe you know that you've been called. When I say called, it's more like the Lord has been challenging you to get deeper in your prayer closet, to turn off some of the distractions. But you haven't been able to do that. This morning there's a great invitation for you. And maybe you are part of this group who's just, you love God more, you want more, and you go in more, but you're just gonna go deeper. Amen to that. So wherever you are at this morning, I just want to give you this opportunity to respond to the word, to respond to the word of the Lord. More, Jesus, more. Let this be your heart's desire. Just say more. More, Jesus, more. More, more, Father. More, more.